Yeah, we're going to make noise and play around a 30-minute consecutive song or piece or whatever you want to call it. And then after that, we'll get into whatever else RUV has in store for us. So.
Yes. So if Sweet. You're listening, tuck yourself in and get ready for an amazing journey. Are you ready? Okay. Awesome.
Albans in Plattsburgh. Rest of today, mostly cloudy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that was so sick. That I reached a trance-like state. Oh my god.
I think I really needed that for finals week. That was really nice.
No, I know. I hope we all could like decompress. Like I know. I literally feel like my nervous system was like regulated.
Yes.
Through that. Do you have any questions? Wait, I have like so many questions about your setup. Wait, let me think of one of them.
Well, I have a question. Like, where is your mind at when you're doing, like, when you're in the middle of one of these? Are you trying to like think of ideas like in the current moment, or like are you planning ahead, or what's the
mind state? You can just take it off the stand if you want.
You know.
For me, it's kind of mostly feel. I'm just kind of trying to.
Wait, I think maybe cable. Did you bump the cable? Did it disconnect?
Oh wait, hold
on. Oh yeah, we have to get that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I don't know. It's mostly kind of just feel and like interacting with what Kathir's doing. Whether it's with the percussion or with a drone, I'm just trying to kind of take that and in the moment build on it and match the energy. And yeah, hopefully through that, the goal is to just reach like a common point between us two. Yeah, and it sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's about thinking about what happened, where you are, and kind of how long you've been going for. It's all about feel when you're making something that really doesn't have a structure like this. So, I mean, think about where you're at, think about how long you've been playing what you've playing and how it feels. Does it feel like it's time to bring it up? Does it feel like it's time to drop down and change it all? But that's something that you do like cooperatively. Oh, none of that. Cooperatively.
There you go.
Cooperatively with your partner, which, yeah, Nico.
Wait, that's so awesome. What's the longest you've gone? Just like,
is it this?
This?
Well, we've definitely jammed for a few hours. This is the first time we've done this setup and this type of goal that we're trying to get at with ambience and sound. And usually we play a little bit more instrumental stuff, but we've definitely played for like, what's the most, probably like 3 hours or something like that. But could be crazier.
Yeah, I don't know. This is our first time trying this setup, but we specifically wanted to do something kind of like droning with this. But we do this kind of stuff. I think what makes it so like feel based is that we just do this kind of stuff with like any instruments we have, whether it's guitars, a harp. He has a harp at his house. Just like anything and everything. So we kind of knew what we wanted going into it, so it didn't feel so intimidating on a new setup.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, in that theoretically getting an email and saying, okay, we're going to play a show today, and then saying, what instruments do we have? We're going to do it, not practicing it all before. Theoretically, that's intimidating, but I feel like I've played with Nico enough to kind of just be ready to go and jam and hope and know that it'll be good.
Yeah. Do you feel like the spontaneity of it kind of like helped with the like vision you're going for, just like droning and doing freestyle? Well, freestyle in a different sense.
Yeah, I'd say with drones specifically, I think improvising is, I like that about it a lot, because it has a lot of room to improvise and just find like texture or something that you like, especially